Hi, this is Lola, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
Ding ding, it's free samples o'clock. Is my mic on? I think so. Yeah, the bar is doing the thing. Lola's on the show.
Hi. Yay! I am on the show.
Lola is one of my bestest friends, and her music taste is a lot better than mine. And no, I'm dead serious.
Don't self-deprecate.
Yeah, I absolutely, it's my show. I'll say whatever I want. My phone, my computer's almost dead, so it's gonna be like a race against. Mm-hmm.
That's good.
What we can do? Yeah, that first one was a contribution by. Well, do you wanna do the shtick? You can do the shtick.
Yes, sure. So that was "He Can Only Hold Her" by Amy Winehouse, which is an undervalued song on Back to Black, but one that we should all be listening to. And as this is free samples, and as I am a complete nerd for music history,
yeah, man.
The approach that we took today is to give you all more of a history lesson than the average free sample show will give. Mm-hmm. So that was
stick to the theme. I don't stick to the theme as much as I should. This is what I should be doing every episode.
I thought this is what you did every episode. Literally. So when you asked me to co-host the show, I put together. I did my research.
You're making me a better radio host. You honestly are. Yeah.
I did my research. So that was "He Can Only Hold Her" by Amy Winehouse. It was sampled from "My Girl," which was "She's a Fox," which was, I don't know, like a 1960s pop hit. We'll play it now.
Yeah, man.
And then after that, we're going to give you...
don't give them too much,
man. Don't give them too much.
You got to keep them on their
toes. Okay. But the order that we're going in is song that is more recent, and then the song that it was sampled from.
Exactly.
It is almost always better.
Yeah.
So please listen.
You can't mess with the classics. All right. Yeah. If you're up at 11:05, thank you so much for tuning in. This is Free Samples. All right, give another shtick.
Oh, I need to give another shtick.
Well, you can give like a retroactive shtick about...
All right. Well, I'll give a forward-looking one.
Sure.
So what we have coming on next is a song that I actually hadn't really listened to before trying to find songs that had sampled the Pixies, because I was just hoping that there would be some gems out there.
There always were.
So we have Money Back Guarantee by Pigeon John, and more that I will not read because it is... too many contributors.
A lot of features.
But it is a sample of Hey by the Pixies, which is an absolutely incredible song, and like anybody who plays guitar or enjoys like any noise that a guitar makes must listen to what goes on this song and just like marinate in it, and just please try to appreciate it, because I promise anything that you listen to came from exactly what this noise is on this song.
No.
So just listen.
Yeah. All right. What is it called? It's Money. This is Money Back Guarantee by Pigeon John, sampled by.
Yes.
And yeah, we'll just go straight into the Pixies song.
Yeah, go straight into the Pixies song.
Cool. All right, cool. Yeah. Oh my gosh, look at that girl.
Oh hello.
Good morning.
Hello.
Hey. I'm going to talk to her.
You can't talk to her.
I don't care if she's out of my league.
She's way out.
That doesn't make no sense.
You're going to get hurt. You go over there.
Dude, I want to get hurt.
What? Just trying to meet ya. Hey, you across from the bar. I ain't no pimple at the lead or hip hop star.
Just trying to meet ya.
I'm just a regular guy. I don't make that much money, girl. I ain't got a lie.
Excuse me. Can I buy you an orange juice?
No?
Wow. You're honest, aren't you? It befits you. May I assist you? You look kinda sad, kinda offer a tissue. There's that grin. It's been gone for a while, huh? Don't pretend. Why? Your ex-boyfriend, he did what? He broke up with you because you didn't have a butt. Wow, the LL Cool J syndrome is popular, but he's a weirdo. I don't need no binoculars to see you're fine. All these girls can't reach ya. Hey,
just trying to meet ya. Hey, you across from the bar. I ain't no pimp or athlete or hip-hop just star. Just trying to meet ya. I'm just a regular guy. I don't make that much money, girl. I ain't got just that. Just trying to meet ya. But if you give me a chance, I'll take you to the Derby and I'll teach you just how to dance with to me. Meet ya. And you gon' peep how my sway. And when we at the movies, girl, you ain't gotta pay. That's my guarantee. That's my guarantee. You get your money back for free, girl, if you ain't feeling me. That's my guarantee. That's my guarantee. You get your money back for free, girl, if you ain't feeling me. Now bring it down.
Okay, so that was a long chorus, but I really wanted to let you know I adore you.
What?
The way you drink your beer in a wine glass. It's kinda weird, but I don't know where to find that. Plus you got the bomb haircut or hairdo, whatever, baby, you know what's up. And it's clear, I'm feeling you, can I take and deliver you? Show you off to all of my friends who were planning on stealing you. Okay, cool, where shall we go?
Hey, Natalie.
Okay, girl, take it slow. First we start at Taco Bell, I'ma have to teach ya.
Hey, just trying to meet ya. Hey, you across from the bar. I ain't no pimp or athlete or hip-hop just star. Just trying to meet ya. I'm just a regular guy. I don't make that much money, girl. I ain't got just that. Just trying to meet ya. But if you give me a chance, I'll take you to the Derby and I'll teach you how to dance with to me. Meet ya.
Bye.
All right, so that was Hey by the Pixies, the song I was overly anticipating earlier.
Not overly. It's that good of a song.
It is that good of a song. And what we have coming on next is my favorite second contribution to this set list that we have going on today.
Set list. I like that. I just called it a playlist up until this point, but we are kind of giving a little performance, are we not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We are.
Yeah.
All right. So it's Call It Fake, Call It Karma by The Strokes, a band I've been thinking quite a bit recently about. And it is a sample of Lucky Blue, which is by Future Loop Foundation, which was done in, I believe, the early 2000s
probably.
Leading up to The Strokes, and I hope you enjoy.
I'm sure you will. Thank you. All right. It's, you know, this is how I get money. Like, this is how WMFO, like, has, like, a steady form of income. Yeah, man. Yeah. All right. What's it called?
It is called Numbers to Think About. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths.
I'm going to think about these numbers. Okay. Go on.
Get ready.
I'm ready.
Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs. 54.
Each day?
Each day.
Wow.
No more, but you know what?
What? Do tell.
Ethan?
I am so curious.
The number of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history is zero.
Now I'm thinking about those numbers.
And that is a message from WMFO.
That's only recorded history, though. Like, there could have been some Neanderthals that were just kind of toying with...
Yeah, with their medical...
With their horticulture.
Marijuana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You don't know. Were you there?
What made it medical?
I don't know. It could have
the
been
Neanderthal
like...
The Neanderthal dispensary?
Like a mortar and pestle. That's funny. That's a skit. That's a bit right there.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well...
All right. Just find a bodega in Brooklyn.
Numbers to think about. Oh, yeah. All right. This is... She was my number three for Spotify top
Lauren
artists.
Hill.
Yeah.
Lauren
did
Hill.
You know that? She was my number three this year.
I did not know
that.
That
is such a brag-worthy thing.
That is.
We're not going to talk about my number two artist.
My number two was Amy Winehouse.
Hmm.
My number one was Phoebe Bridgers.
Oh, my God.
I was in 0.5%.
Are you all right?
No. I was in 0.1% last year.
You feeling okay?
No, yeah. I wasn't.
Yeah.
I was not.
God damn, man. 0.5%? You know how many people listen to Phoebe Bridgers? You're outrageous. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
this
do
is
the shtick.
This
yeah.
is Zealots by the Fugees.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it is, first of all, listen to the bass on this song.
Yeah.
Second of all, it is a sample of I Only Have Eyes for You by the Flamingos, which is just a beautiful song. Mm-hmm. So. I don't know. In the history of sampling, this is a very important case study right here.
Yep, yep.
In terms of like all the sampling that we see like
yeah.
in any time basically following the 90s. So let's, I
little
don't know, educate
lesson.
Ourselves with the miseducation of Lauren Hill.
A miseducation
Hill.
Of
let's
Lauren
see.
Hill. Yeah.
It's not actually on that album, but I wanted
right.
to make that
what,
joke.
This is
the Fugees, so
yeah.
it's not actually
yeah.
that. But
Fugees, Lauren Hill, Wyclef Jean, and the other one. Shit.
You can't say that.
I mean, I'm sorry, mom, dad, nana, grandpa, if you're listening to me. I've never sworn in my life. That was my first time. Who is the third Fuji? Or
I'm not,
Fuji?
I'm not going to tell you. Fuji. Do you know why it's Fuji?
Refugee.
Yeah.
Then it's the Fugees.
Yeah.
You said Fuji.
No.
Yeah?
No.
Yeah, huh?
No.
We're going to play this song, but know that off air, it's S word is hitting the fan.
One, two. I'm about to set this off like this. Hip-hoppers, check it. Another MC loses life tonight, Lord. I beg that you pray to Jesus Christ. Why? Oh Lord, Father, don't let him bury me. Whoa. I haunt MCs like Mephistopheles, bringing swords of Damocles. Secret Service keep a close watch as if my name was Kennedy. Abstract rap, simple with this street format. Gaze into the sky and measure planets by parallax. Check out the retrograde motion. Kill the notion of biting and recycling and calling it your own creation. Feel like Rockwell, somebody's watching me. I got no privacy, whether on land or at sea. And for your biting zealots, your rap's a cacophonic. Hypocrite, predict, but deep inside you wish you had the pop hit. It hurts, don't it? A refugee come to your turf. Take over the earth.
Yeah. See, my rhymes are the type of fly rhymes that can only get down with my crew. And if you try to take lines or bike rhymes, we'll show you how the refugees do.
Yeah, yeah, behold, this my old manifold on your rhymes. Two MCs can't occupy the same space.
asunder Polaris. You just embarrassed, cause it's your last tango in Paris. And even after all my logic and my theory, I add a motherfucker so you ignorant niggas hear me. You remember, take notes, cause I sold my rap oats before you biting zealots. Here's a quote.
Another MC losing life tonight. Oh, I beg that you pray to Jesus Christ. Why? Oh Lord, Father, don't let him bury me. Aye.
You can try, but you can't divide the tribe. These cats can't rap, Mr. Author, I feel no vibe. The magazine says the girl should've went solo. The guy should stop rapping, vanish like a noodle. Took it to the heart, but every actor plays his part. As long as someone was listening, I knew it was the start. For me to get my chance, grab my pen and revamp. Do a cameo while everybody do the dance. Quick now, cause you're running out of luck. Playing Mr. Big, I'm gonna get you, sucker. While you munching at your luncheon, I'll be planning your assassination. Then hit you like the Dutch.
I compress sound sets with my rap DBX. Then drop vocals on my 4, 5, 6 Ampex. Bring terror to the shop of horror as she cry me out more. The phantom dies in the opera. And to the youngins who carry gadgets and kill 6 days a week and rest on the Sabbath.
Hold up, hold up.
Violence ain't necessary unless you provoke me. Then get buried like the great Mussolini. And for you biting zealots, your rap stars are relics. No matter who you damage, you still a force for pride.
Hey, another MC loses life tonight. Lord, I beg that you pray to Jesus Christ.
Cops come around here, five will come around here, just do whatever they want. Rob jokers, steal from people, shoot us down. We gotta do something about it.
So that was Zealots, and Ethan and I have worked through our differences.
She was right. I'm not usually one to swallow my pride on air, but
I'm always right.
No, I mean, you've never...
I'm an English major, so therefore whenever I speak words, even if they're wrong, they're correct.
Yeah.
And I have dyslexia, so there are laws that prevent you from
exactly. I even if you say it wrong, I can't. Yeah, I got to keep my mouth shut.
Yeah,
exactly.
You do. I do. But I received a text from my father, who has been tuning in, I guess, to correct Ethan and I number, and I quote verbatim, number 3G is Praz, and Clef is the nicest guy. Shakira owns Clef a huge thank you for Hips Don't Lie. It saved a failed album when it was re-released of Hips. That's it. That's all that he had to say.
What year was that album released? Because if it was released when I was like growing up, then I have the ability to say like, oh yeah, when it was released back in the back when I was I don't know. It's I feel like it's like 2005, something in that. Okay, so I was 3. Like I was, you know, trying to like water like finger painting or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, probably. Your dad sounds like he knows what he's talking about. I am not one to have a dissenting opinion from someone who has openly stated, yeah, he's just like the nicest guy. Like, I'm assuming like on like a shook his hand level, you know?
Yeah, probably more of that level. My dad did work with him for a while, and he is a really great guy, though there is the drama between him and Lauren where, you know, he got her pregnant and then like abandoned her and then like started dating like somebody.
Who was it?
Like started. Oh, and then she started like going out with somebody that he was good friends with. And then it was just a whole disaster. Yeah. And then she kept the baby and then they didn't want her to keep the baby. And then she wrote a beautiful album on it. And yeah.
Oh my God. Little history lesson within
it. Little history lesson.
Yeah. Yeah. He actually reached out to ask if he could work with me as well, but I was pretty booked. I was booked and busy. You know what I mean? Mm. Like I just couldn't squeeze him in, you know, just really, really tough. Very, very difficult.
Yeah.
But you know,
yeah,
that's just life.
He also reached out to me.
Yeah.
Too.
Oh, that right. So, that one
so,
time.
Yeah. That one so, time. Yes. The, like, remember what happened with me and Lauren? Like,
yes.
You know what? We.
Yeah.
We should raise family.
He actually only reached out to me because you were unavailable. He was like, okay, well, now I guess I have to reach out to Ethan.
Yeah,
because
now I have to
Lola's
reach out to you.
Booked and busy.
Yeah.
Damn.
Busy. Ugh.
All right. Well.
God, it's crazy.
All right. Well.
Well, here we have
another
I
history
have
lesson.
For you.
Yep.
All right. And
Bye.
Then after that, because we're just gonna fade into it, we have. Wonderful song, Walk on the Wild Side by Lou Reed.
And then I played this, okay, history lesson of Free Samples. I played these two songs on the very, very first episode of Free Samples ever. And it is probably one of my favorite samples of all time. I love this guitar riff and how it's flipped into, I think it's people's instinctive rhythm. But I'm literally getting three songs ahead of myself. Here's the Flamingos. Yeah, here's a little treat for your ears.
My love must be a kind of blind love. I can't see anyone but you. Are the stars out tonight? I don't know if it's cloudy or bright. I only am but I can't see a thing in the sky. I only have eyes for you. I don't know if we're maybe millions of people go by, but they all disappear from view. And I only have eyes for
oddly enough, I don't know that song from the sample, but what I do know it from is Black Mirror. It was, do you remember that? It was in one of the episodes. I had like a whole, like.
You don't just know that song?
No. Not everyone.
I said that
not,
in a condescending
you
tone. Don't,
I'm sorry. Wait,
purpose,
wait. Let me get this.
Clarify.
Yeah. Not everyone can be as cool as you, dude. Not everyone can. Yeah. Sorry.
I feel like it's a very classic horror movie.
It noise. Absolutely is.
I think probably the first time I heard that song was in an episode of Buffy the Vampire Slayer.
Yeah.
And I was too young to be watching it. And it's this episode about these teenage boys that build a zombie out of dead cheerleaders. And for gross reasons.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the association I have with that song. But
it is
perhaps
a very horror.
One day it will be with love.
Yeah, but potentially, but probably perhaps. Not. Okay. You know what?
Yeah, not with my Phoebe Bridgers listening.
Oh gosh. Yeah. No, I almost forgot about. I got to make fun of you for more for that. That's too good.
All right.
Do you want to do this one? You can take this. Yeah. Actually, no. I'll take this one.
Okay.
And you know what? Take both of them. You're the one with the Lou Reed poster in your home. You have a divine right.
My dad does have
you have
three
a divine
Lou Reed
right
posters
to introduce
above his
these
bed.
Songs.
All right. So what we have first is Can I Kick It by A Tribe Called Quest, mm-hmm. which is an incredible song. And it is sampling Walk on the Wild Side by Lou Reed, which is just a really good song. If you're just thinking about like the history of sampling, Can I Kick It? Great original.
You can't
use
ignore
of
it. It's like
you
a whole chapter.
You can't ignore it at all.
Absolutely.
And if you're looking at the history of like rock music in general, like Walk on the Wild Side is just so quintessential and also just such a beautiful and.
I think it's one of the best like, storytelling songs.
Yeah, it
maybe
is.
Maybe ever.
It is. And it also like just brought up a lot of issues and conversations mm-hmm. about like human expression
yep.
that we need to be talking about and wasn't being talked about enough at the time.
Yeah.
So. Great song, great sampling.
All right, let's get right into it.
Kick it to all the people who can quest like a tribe does. Before this, did you really know what I was? Comprehend to the track force, why? Cuz getting mentions on the tip of the vibe buzz. Rock and roll to the beat of the funk fuzz. Wipe your feet really good on the rhythm rug. If you feel the urge to freak, do the jitterbug. Come and spread your arms if you really need a hug. Afrocentric living is a big shrug. A life filled with, that's what I love. A lower plateau is what we're above. If you diss us, we won't even think of. We'll nip of the dog and give a big shove. This rhythm really fits like a snug glove. Like a box of positives, it's a plus love. As the trial flies high like a dove.
A really big favor. Boy, this track really has a lot of flavor. When it comes to Rhythm's Quest is your savior. Follow us for the funky behavior. Make a note on the rhythm we gave ya. Feel free, drop your pants, yak your hair. Do you like the garments that we wear? I instruct you to be the obeyer. A rhythm recipe that you'll savor. Doesn't matter if you're minor or major. Yes, the tribe of the game with a player. As you inhale like a breath of fresh air. Thank you.
Holly came from Miami, FLA. Hitchhiked her way across USA. Plucked her eyebrows on the way. Shaved her legs and then he was a she. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. Candy came from out on the island. In the back room she was everybody's darling. But she never lost her head. Even when she was given head, she says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls go doo 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 doo. Little Joe never once gave it away. Everybody had to pay and pay. A hustle here and a hustle there. New York City is the place where they said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Joe, take a walk on the wild side. Sugar Plum Fairy came and hit the streets, looking for soul food and a place to eat. Went to the Apollo, you should have seen him go, go, go. They said, hey sugar, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. Alright. Ha. Jackie is just speeding away. Thought she was James Dean for a day. Then I guess she had to crash. Valium would have helped that fast. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey honey, take a walk on the wild side. And the colored girls say, doot doo 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 doo.
That was a great song. I was going to throw in a word that I can't say anymore because I swore for the first time on the show and I just can't do it again. It would just be an oversaturation.
Yeah.
But this next one is, this one's a third generation request by my grandpa. The cover art just exudes, it's just a very, very sign of the times of when this was probably recorded, which is awesome.
You want to give an inkling to because you're the only one who's looking at the cover art?
Well, it's very Boys to Men, I think. Actually, let me see if I can back that up.
What is it, like 60s?
Pretty much, yeah. Yes. I said that knowing if I was right, but then I looked it up and it turns out that I actually am. But I'll show it. I'll flip the computer around once it starts playing. And I'll even do a retroactive history lesson to see if this was sampled in anything else. Yeah, This is In the Still of the Night by the Five Satins on Free Samples. Well, we've arrived at the final song of the night. And I think there's no better way to play out a samples-only episode than with Fatboy Slim.
I agree. So this is Praise You by Fatboy.
Hey, it's okay. No, you know what? No, it's okay.
It's so late.
Try it again.
I got 4 hours of sleep last night.
That's on
I had
man.
A day
yeah.
yesterday.
Yeah,
okay.
man. Oh,
okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No,
and
it's okay.
I am sitting here and I am.
You're doing your best.
I'm
hey,
speaking.
I can't ask you to
okay.
do any more than your best. So, you know what? You say his name, you give it
Fat
another try.
Fatboy Slim.
You're damn right. What, and,
this
and,
is a great song.
Yep.
It plays in Cruel Intentions, which is an amazing movie from the 90s, and it was the first time I ever heard the song, and it's mm-hmm. a horribly inappropriate movie that I saw when I was 9
Dude,
years
we've,
old.
We've been on Buffy the Vampire Slayer. Like, you're fine.
So watch that movie and listen to this song.
But only if you're of age or with your parents. Okay.
Don't watch it with your parents.
Yeah. Good point. All right. We're going to read that thing, okay? This is Ethan Walsey.
And this is Lola Owen.
And you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. I'll see you in 2 weeks with the final episode. Thank you, Lola, for being here. And yeah, final song of the night. Love
Thank
you guys
you
very
for
much.
Thank you for having me.
Of course, dude.
have to celebrate.